And you know now with them, you can't watch anything else. Turn on COVID, 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 COVID. Well, we have a spike in cases. You ever notice they don't use the word death, they use the word cases, cases. Like Barron Trump is a case. He has sniffles. He was sniffling. One Kleenex, that's all he needed. One, and he was better. But he's a case, okay? He's a case, Barron Trump. Young people, cases. And you know why we have so many cases? Because we test more. So we go around, and there are very, by the way, we're testing very young people, too. We're testing people in school. We're testing everybody. In many ways, I hate it.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2020. Welcome to day 1377. The Senate confirmed Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Justice Clarence Thomas administered the constitutional oath to Barrett alongside Trump and several Republican senators. Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. administered the judicial oath in a private ceremony at the court on Tuesday. The Senate voted 52-48 to confirm Barrett about a week before Election Day and 30 days after she was nominated by Trump to fill the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the White House's science office ranked ending the COVID-19 pandemic atop the list of Trump's top first-term accomplishments, despite infections continuing to spread across the U.S. at the fastest rate since the start of the pandemic. The U.S. has averaged 71,000 new cases per day over the past week, the most in any seven-day stretch since the crisis started. The Office of Science and Technology Policy, however, credited the administration for taking, quote, decisive actions to engage scientists and health professionals in academia, industry, and government to understand, treat, and defeat the disease, end quote. COVID-19 hospitalizations in 32 states have risen at least 10% over the past week. Moving on, the U.S. Postal Service argued that delivery delays during an election can't be unlawful because the Constitution doesn't guarantee states a level of service when it comes to mail-in ballots. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy and Trump are seeking dismissal of a lawsuit brought by states that claims disruptive changes at the USPS over the summer violated the Elections Clause of the Constitution by putting election mail at risk. Separately, the Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots in Wisconsin could be counted only if they are received by Election Day. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled that the Justice Department cannot represent Trump in a defamation lawsuit because Trump wasn't acting in his official capacity as president when he denied raping the author E. Jean Carroll. Last month, the Justice Department intervened on Trump's behalf in the lawsuit, asking to move the case to federal court and to substitute the U.S. government as the defendant instead of Trump. The department argued that Trump was acting, quote, within the scope of his office as President of the United States, end quote, when he disputed Carroll's allegations. Moving on, the Trump administration recently removed the chief scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Last month, the Trump administration removed the agency's acting chief scientist, Craig McLean, replacing him with Ryan Mao, a former researcher for the Libertarian Cato Institute, who has criticized climate scientists for what he has called unnecessarily dire predictions. A former White House policy advisor was also appointed as the NOAA's chief of staff. Meanwhile, Trump is considering issuing an executive order to show support for fracking. The proposed order would direct government agencies to analyze fracking's impact on the economy and trade, as well as the consequences if fracking is banned. And finally, the Trump Organization has billed taxpayers at least $2.5 million in charges stemming from Trump's more than 280 visits to his own properties since taking office. In addition, Trump's campaign and fundraising committee paid $5.6 million to his companies since his inauguration in January 2017. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.